Finance and Economics.
Buttonwood. Presidential prowess. Joe Biden has emerged as a masterful oil trader.
He has a high-stakes job. War and natural disasters keep him on his toes. He's often on a plane to far-flung places, travelling to negotiate with local leaders. He has the best intelligence money can buy. And as November's election nears, he'll spend lots of time looking at lines on charts. The American president and swashbuckling oil traders, it turns out, have a lot in common. Indeed, Joe Biden also seems to have a knack for the oil trade. 2 years ago, his administration initiated the largest ever sell-off from America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR, an emergency store of crude oil to counteract price surges caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. Back then, dwindling stocks left observers twitchy. What if there was another shock to the system? So far, however, Mr. Biden has got away with the gamble. He's now refilling America's tanks and began a new round of bidding on May 7th. Although inflation and war have marked his presidency, domestic fuel prices have been relatively stable and American production high. Like all good traders, Mr. Biden has turned volatility into profit. In 2022, when he released 180 million barrels of crude, or one-third of America's stockpile, he sold at an average of $95 a barrel. In July last year, when the West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, benchmark was at $67 a barrel, he began to refill the reserve. The president has replaced about one-fifth of what he sold, posting a profit of $582 million, and has managed to time the market to perfection. Treasury officials estimate that Mr. Biden's early sales knocked about 40 cents from the price of a gallon of petrol. That was a relief for consumers, and probably boosted his party's performance in midterm elections. Yet price falls may hurt domestic producers and discourage investment in new production. When supply is scarce, high prices push producers to spend on new facilities. Releasing petroleum reserves masks this important price signal. Whereas the SPR in the past has been used to stabilise the market only in times of emergency, Mr. Biden took a more activist approach. When the president sold the reserves, he promised to buy back some of the barrels if prices fell to $67 to $72, well above the SPR's historical purchase price, which in effect made the government a buyer of last resort. Next, he rewrote rules to allow the government to offer producers forward contracts at fixed prices. McDonald's, a fast food chain, stabilises chicken nugget prices in a similar way. Producers give up the chance of more money if prices rise by the time of delivery, but know they'll make no less than the contract guarantees. Since October, Mr. Biden has offered a rolling option to enter into forward contracts at a strike price of $79 for up to 3 million barrels a month. This is a drop in the barrel in a global market that clears 100 million of them a day. But the standing offer to buy at such a price may have encouraged domestic producers to keep drilling. Moreover, in volatile times, producers usually underinvest and leave profits on the table rather than risk oversupply and painful losses. For this reason, petrol prices often rise faster than they fall. Mr. Biden hopes that by reducing the risk that prices tumble, he'll spur domestic shale men to invest, and this will pull prices into his target range. Indeed, planned investment more than tripled in the months after the announcement of forward contracts, even though prices were falling at the time. Oil traders might resent Mr. Biden's foray into their line of work, since they rely on volatile prices to turn a buck. His tactics will also be hard for them to replicate. The federal government is a credible customer with a long horizon. The SPR's caverns have capacity for 714 million barrels and make oil cheap to store. Even after the drawdown in 2022, America's reserves comfortably exceeded the standard 90 days of import cover. Mr. Biden is in no hurry to refill the reserves and can wait until prices fall to his floor. Yet what looks like skill can be luck, as star traders sometimes discover. Mr. Biden's strategy has been assisted by favourable conditions. Although Russia faces an array of sanctions on its energy exports, its oil firms have been able to keep selling their stuff. On top of this, global demand for crude has been sluggish. Both factors prompted prices to fall from their highs of 2022. Meanwhile, production cuts by OPEC, an oil cartel, have kept prices from falling too low, which could have tested Mr. Biden's floor on prices. The president's success comes with a wider warning. Past success is no guarantee of future returns.